WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
The Jewish New Year, Rosh Hashanah, begins at sundown October 1st this year, and as usual, will be celebrated with food. A new memoir by Elizabeth Ehrlich called Miriam's Kitchen reflects on the relationship between food and Jewish identity. Book critic Maureen Corrigan says, Miriam's Kitchen is rich in memories, recipes, and unresolved contradictions.
Oy vey, is this book seductive? There I was, in the middle of another frantic work week, eating cold pizza for dinner, when the aromas bubbling up from Elizabeth Ehrlich's memoir, Miriam's Kitchen, made me slow down and breathe deep. The beady tang of borscht, the eggy ecstasy of noodle kugel, the whiff of chicken matzo ball soup that smells like life. Oh, and potato latkes, gefilte fish, warm honey cake, simis, and meaty, oniony brisket. Page by page, I inhaled them all, and that takeout pizza turned to greasy rubble in my mouth. You certainly don't have to be Jewish to be swept away by Ehrlich's memory stream of barley soup and schmaltz. She appeals to those same yearnings that have made Martha Stewart a mogul, the desire for the time and the expertise needed to create a snug refuge from the world outside. Were Martha ever to forsake her Cuisinart for a white enamel basin, she'd fit right in with Ehrlich's perfectionist bubbies, for whom every stuffed cabbage had to be a thing of beauty. Miriam's Kitchen is that by now familiar kind of memoir about a midlife search for meaning. But the twist here is that Ehrlich tries to find herself and her lost connection to spirituality through food. When she hit her 40s, Ehrlich, a former reporter and editor at Business Week, began worrying about giving her three children a solid sense of their religious identity. First, though, she had to fortify her own. Ehrlich grew up the child of left-leaning secular Jews in Detroit, where, she says, I was a misfit, an onion roll among cupcakes. Marriage to an observant Jewish man nudged Ehrlich into keeping the Sabbath and getting rid of her Christmas decorations. Throughout the year, Ehrlich details in her memoir, she's slowly, ambivalently assuming the arduous task of making her kitchen kosher. She's also regularly visiting her mother-in-law, Miriam, at 5 a.m, which is when Miriam begins the day's cooking. Time is running out. There's no one else around to learn Miriam's unwritten recipes, and Ehrlich doesn't want them to vanish, as so much else has vanished. Miriam and her husband are Holocaust survivors, and Miriam's egg salad and chicken livers with noodles recreate a lost world. Her food is also a defiant, if unconscious, declaration of survival. As Ehrlich observes, serious cooking is an essentially optimistic act. It reaches into the future, vanishes into memory, and creates the desire for another meal. While helping Miriam to grate potatoes, Ehrlich also reflects on the monumental work her own immigrant grandmothers did in their kitchens. One even went so far as to iron her kitchen for Passover in order to burn away any offending breadcrumbs. Ehrlich's kitchen chores gradually take on historical and religious resonance. As the year ends, this modern feminist even pays a visit to a mikveh, the ritual bath in which seriously observant Jewish women purify themselves after childbirth and menstruation. Ehrlich comes across in her food-filled memoir as a smart cookie, aware of the dangers, especially for women, in embracing such a traditionally religious way of life. I love the way she writes about and values women's work. I also respect her desire to keep her religious traditions alive, rather than shelve them in the museum of nostalgia. But, Miriam's kitchen is a rather cramped space. I wonder how a gay son or a daughter who didn't want children would squeeze in. I suspect Ehrlich seldom hangs up her apron these days to have dinner at the house of a non-Jewish friend. Inside Miriam's kitchen, the world is bright, small, and coherent. Outside, the Whitman-esque hordes jostle and yawp. It's an irony not lost on Ehrlich that she's chosen to settle back into the same kind of kitchen that some of her female forebears couldn't wait to skip out of once they made it to America.
Maureen Corrigan teaches literature at Georgetown University. She reviewed Miriam's Kitchen by Elizabeth Ehrlich.